On today's show, the UAW ratifies a new deal with FCA and says GM is next. VW's diesel car prices have taken a huge hit. And despite all the spoofs, Lincoln says those Matthew McConaughey ads are helping the brand. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for October 23rd of 2015. Just a few weeks after overwhelmingly rejecting a new labor deal with Fiat Chrysler, UAW members just ratified a revised agreement, with three-quarters of members approving the new four-year deal. Members rejected the first proposal because it did not get rid of two-tier wages and due to the concerns over a new healthcare co-op. The new agreement ends two-tier wages over time, includes a new profit-sharing formula, and a signing bonus for veteran workers. Now that FCA is out of the way, the UAW announced GM is next on the list. If early indicators are correct, things are not going to be good for the Volkswagen brand or its customers. According to a report from Kelley Blue Book, since its admitted cheating, average auction prices and new car shopping activity have declined on KBB's site for VW's diesel vehicles. Auction prices are down nearly 16%, while new car shopping decreased by 2.4%. Another bad sign is that auction prices for its gasoline-powered vehicles are down too, by nearly 3%. The good news, however, is that this is likely just the consumer's knee-jerk reaction. I think we'll have a much better sense as to where this whole thing is going once we learn what the fix for its vehicles is and how it affects performance and fuel economy. And still to come, autonomous vehicles could drastically reduce the insurance industry.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles, and by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
Autonomous vehicles have the potential to drastically reduce car crashes, and a new study from KPMG finds that the technology could have a huge impact on the insurance industry. Researchers estimate the frequency of accidents could fall by 80% by 2040 because of autonomy. Currently, personal auto insurers cover $125 billion in lost costs a year, but the study says this could shrink by 60% to less than $50 billion by 2040, which could lead to large-scale consolidation. While personal insurers will take a hit, commercial insurers could take a larger share of the market, and liability will shift to software developers and car companies. Even though the technology is still several years down the road, KPMG says insurers will need to start acting now to take advantage of the looming change. Getting good young talent interested in the automotive industry has become a growing concern, which is why we like promoting fun activities that may do just that. And here's another one. Parts supplier Magna is challenging college students to design a vehicle for the year 2030. What features will it have, what will it look like, and how will it perform are all questions looking to be answered. College students in Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. are asked to submit their ideas by November 15th. 9 finalists will be chosen to compete in a 3-day challenge at next year's Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. If interested, just head over to magna.com/student innovation challenge. And coming up next, despite being mocked by high-profile comedy shows, Lincoln's Matthew McConaughey ads are doing a lot to help the brand.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Last year, Lincoln rolled out a new ad campaign with actor Matthew McConaughey. The commercials garnered a lot of attention, especially after they were spoofed on shows like Saturday Night Live and South Park. But on Autoline this week, the president of Lincoln, Kumar Galhotra, told us the ads have really helped boost the brand's awareness.
So the memorability of this campaign is absolutely fantastic. Not only people remember the brand, that it was a Lincoln commercial, they also remember, they very clearly associate McConaughey with Lincoln, and the memorability on it is great. And all the other metrics for the campaign have been absolutely fantastic. As you know, we just launched the MKX with an all-new set of commercials with Matthew McConaughey. Between how we're positioning the brand and the new products, the average age of the buyer has been going down. So average age of the luxury industry right now is 54. We are at 58, which is slightly older. But just a few years ago, we were at 67. So in less than 7 or 8 years, it has come down from 67 down to 58. And that's been driven by all the new customers and the conquest customers, vehicle like the MKZ and the C and the X have been bringing into our showroom.
So you don't mind all the parodies of those ads that have happened, too, poking fun at them?
Love the parodies. Love the parodies because...
Any publicity is good publicity. Just spell Lincoln correctly.
Yeah, it brought us into the pop culture conversation. Mm-hmm. And it was it showed kind of a love for the brand. And the parodies were not negative. So it was a great campaign for us.
There's a lot of great insight into Lincoln's future plans in that show, and you can watch that entire interview right now on our website, autoline.tv. That wraps up today's show. Thank you for watching. Have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.